Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-wah! I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. This is an interesting weekend. Autumn begins, a great time of year. Sunday is Gold Star Mother's Day. Gold Star families are those who have lost a family member who was serving our country. I was involved in honoring Gold Star families earlier this month. We must remember them. And for my Jewish friends and family members, Yom Kippur begins. It's the holiest day in Judaism. As we respect and support each other on this weekend, we certainly realize that we're not all alike, but we do all respect each other, and we work with each other. That's what's made our nation great. It's not the woke or CRT type of diversity that made us great. That's trying to destroy our nation. If you think that our nation is not the best and most free nation in the world, try living somewhere else. God bless America. Okay, joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is Marine vet Skip Coriel. Skip, I know you're writing. Are you writing one or two books right now?
Oh, Colonel, I'm writing two books at the present time. I'm always writing at least one. I can't remember a time when I wasn't working on a book, but I'm working on a novel right now, book three in the Mad American series, and then another self-defense book in the self-defense scenarios that I've been working on. So always working on a book, Colonel. Love it. Enjoy it. And hey, it's fun. It's what I do. It's who I am.
And I don't want to give you a big head, but, and you're good at it.
It's too late. My wife would say, I'm sorry, Colonel. Yeah. Day late and a dollar short on that one.
Yeah, I still like what you write. Here's what we have for you today. On News and Comments by the Colonel, I'm going to discuss the horrible rise in crime in America. Then Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby will contribute his warrant wisdom. Next, retired General Paul Valley will join us to discuss our self-created COVID crisis and present the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. And Katie Pickert from Hope Network will discuss suicide. Of course, Quentin Roberts will discuss last weekend's Service Academy football games. And General Chris Petty will discuss the Battle of the Month.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter. And join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We do welcome your input to this show. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or by Facebook. And now it's time for news and comments by the Colonel on Frontlines of Freedom, and we'll start with the news. Take us there, Skip.
Well, Colonel, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently recommended that all Americans ages 6 months and older receive updated COVID shots from Pfizer and Moderna, clearing the way for Americans to start receiving the shots within days. CDC Director Mandy Cohen signed off on a recommendation by an independent panel of advisors. The first doses of the new shots will be available at some locations very soon, according to the CDC. Quote, "We have more tools than ever to prevent the worst outcomes from COVID-19," Cohen said. CDC is now recommending updated COVID-19 vaccination for everyone 6 months and older to better protect you and your loved ones.
These are the same people who recommended that we all get the shots 3 years ago. They haven't acknowledged the damage it's done to people's health and to the isolated youth and how little good the shots did. Now they want us to do it again. I have zero faith in the CDC and absolutely won't get one of the shots. And I sure hope our military isn't sucked into this horrible mess like they were last time. Egad.
Our military has resumed flying drones and manned aircraft out of air bases in the Niger over a month after a coup temporarily halted all those activities. Since the July coup, the 1,100 U.S. forces deployed there had been confined inside their military bases. The Pentagon said some military personnel and assets had been moved from the airbase near Niamey, which is the capital of Niger, to another in Agadez. General James Hecker, the top Air Force commander for Europe and Africa, said, quote, "For a while, we weren't doing any missions on the bases. They pretty much closed down the airfields," unquote. "Through the diplomatic process, we are now doing most of the missions that we were doing before. We have made Niger our main regional outpost for wide-ranging patrols by armed drones and other counter-terror operations against Islamic extremist movements that over the years have seized territory, massacred civilians, and battled foreign armies. The bases are a critical part of America's overall counterterrorism efforts in West Africa. West Africa had over 1,800 extremist attacks in the first 6 months of this year, killing nearly 4,600 people. The Islamic extremist group Boko Haram operates in neighboring Nigeria and Chad. Along Niger's borders with Mali and Burkina Faso, the Islamic State in the Greater Sahara and Al-Qaeda affiliate Hama'at-Nusrat al-Islam wal-Muslimin pose greater threats.
It's very appropriate for our special ops folks to be doing this work against the terrorists who are working in this area. We salute those brave warriors.
And an Afghan soldier who fled the Taliban and traveled through a dozen countries before being arrested at the Texas-Mexico border and detained for months has been granted asylum, allowing him to remain here, his brother Sami said. Abdul Wasi Safi, 27, is one of tens of thousands of Afghan citizens who fled here following our horrible abandonment of Afghanistan in 2021. The soldier, called Wasi, worried that if he wasn't granted asylum, he could be sent back to Afghanistan, where he would likely be killed by the Taliban because he had worked with our military. Wasi made his way to Brazil last year. Last summer, he started a months-long journey on foot and by boat through raging rivers and dense jungle to the U.S., crossing 10 countries on his treacherous trek. At the U.S.-Mexico border, Wasi was arrested in September 2022 and spent several months in detention before being freed following intervention by lawyers and lawmakers. His helpers say it highlights how our chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan continues to harm Afghan citizens who helped us but were abandoned. Nearly 90,000 Afghans who worked with us as translators or in other capacities arrived here on military planes since the chaotic withdrawal. The Afghan Adjustment Act, a proposed law to streamline their immigration process, has stalled in Congress. Other Afghans, like Wasi, made their way here on their own. His brother said he can now focus on getting treatment for injuries he suffered during his journey. A brutal beating by police officers in Panama severely damaged his teeth and jaw and left him with permanent hearing loss.
I was delighted that Wasi is safely and legally here. This raises two huge points. One is that it's about time that our president and military leaders admitted our cut and run out of Afghanistan was wrong, stupid, and unforgivable. Second, we're allowing thousands of illegal aliens who have done nothing for our nation, some of whom are on the terrorist watch list and others carry drugs. We allow them into our nation with zero checking, yet we held this man who had served our nation for months. Is this not a great example of total incompetence?
And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was to tour a Russian aircraft plant that builds fighter jets and then visit the country's Pacific Fleet. But his exact whereabouts remain uncertain as South Korea expressed deep concern and regret that his visit has focused so far on expanding military cooperation. Washington has warned that the summit between Kim and President Putin could lead to a deal for North Korea to supply ammunition for Moscow's war in Ukraine. There is concern in Seoul that North Korea in return would receive advanced weapons technologies from Russia, including those related to military spy satellites, which would increase the threat posed by Kim's military nuclear program. Putin said that Russia and North Korea have lots of interesting projects in spheres like transportation and agriculture, and that Moscow was providing its neighbor with humanitarian aid. But he avoided talking about military cooperation, saying only that Russia is abiding by the sanctions prohibiting procuring weapons from North Korea.
Russia and North Korea are dictatorships run by evil men. This relationship is unfortunate, but to be expected. And that's the news. As Americans, it's our responsibility to ensure that our nation is well-run and on the right path. Politics and politicians are confusing, but we can work together. Concerned Veterans for America can assist you, even if you're not a vet, in getting involved in getting our nation back on track. Working with them is one of the things I do. Check CVAFrontlines.com. That's CVAFrontlines.com. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel, and we'll enjoy some war and wisdom. Then we'll talk with General Paul Valley about Stand Up for America, U.S. At ease, troops, take a break.
From ensuring veterans get the care they deserve, to ending our nation's endless wars, to targeting out-of-control spending, Concerned Veterans for America is taking on the most important issues facing America.
You can help CVA shape a better future for Americans everywhere. Visit CVAFrontlines.com to learn more and join the movement. That's CVAFrontlines.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Correa with your home defense tip of the week. Always keep your guns locked up and safe from unauthorized users, especially your children. Inside your home, you should be able to get to your gun within 5 seconds of sensing danger. To accomplish this, stage a secure and loaded firearm on each level of your home. Above all else, never leave loaded guns unattended where children can gain access. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you're in formation and listening to the Front Lines of Freedom all across America. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. Many dictators throughout history have severely punished anyone who broke their laws. They were able to get away with things a constitutional republic cannot, but they realized something that our nation seems to have forgotten. Swift and certain punishment is the major deterrent to people who might be thinking of breaking laws. Of all the explanations for the rise of crime in America, none may be more accurate than the lack of swift and certain punishment. Some of the bigger stores have closed due to looting and the failure of district attorneys to punish the looters and other criminals. The Walmart CEO declared last December that thefts were at record levels. With thieves undeterred, he ordered the closing of 17 stores in 9 states. The Target CFO said he expects the company will have lost $600 million by theft by the end of the year. 4 of the stores in 3 cities have been closed, with more likely to come. Macy's, one of America's oldest department stores, is suffering from retail thefts. It closed 4 stores in the first quarter of this year. Executives were forced to develop a plan that would close 125 locations because of shoplifting that has seriously reduced company profits. Many of the small businesses that were attacked after George Floyd was killed 3 years ago have not reopened. Most rioters avoided arrest and punishment. Indeed, our nation's vice president was active in raising money to bail them out. And the most dangerous city in our nation is our capital, Washington, D.C. Then there's Portland, Oregon. It's dangerous just to be in those cities. Add to this the total nonsense in California, where store owners and staff can't even physically stop thieves that help themselves to anything they can find. Bottom line, we have an environment that is not about law or justice. On September 9, 1971, a while back, at the Attorney General's Conference on Crime Reduction, U.S. Attorney General John Mitchell said this, quote, "I do not hesitate to use the term war, for that's exactly what it is. There is nothing controversial about this war. There is the side of law, justice, honesty, and public safety, and there's the side of lawlessness, dishonesty, human exploitation, and violence." Through the decade of the 60s, the crime rate in the United States soared. It not only increased, but the increase kept increasing. In the 10 years from 1960 to 1970, serious crime, as measured by the FBI Uniform Crime Index, rose 176%. In some of our largest cities, including the capital of our nation, the street in the heart of the business district were considered by many to be unsafe at night, end quote. Okay, that statement is as valid now as it was in 1971, and yet neither politicians nor anyone else has been able to reduce it. Why? Part of it, in addition to the lack of swift and certain punishment, is the documented loss of trust in institutions. Then it was cynicism caused by the Vietnam War and the accompanying lies told by our military and civilian leaders. The Watergate scandal further eroded trust. Richard Nixon became the only president to resign from the office. The larger part is the failure to teach the kinds of values, respect, and patriotism that were once taught in schools, reinforced by parents and much of society. To paraphrase an ancient biblical proverb, where there is no restraint, the people will run wild. We are constantly told almost anything goes, that big corporations are evil and don't pay their fair share in taxes, and that certain people are entitled to things that they can't afford, and that others, equally entitled, are presumed to be above the law and free to commit any crimes they wish. The result is what we see on TV news and in newspapers. Mayor Eric Adams recently said New York City is being ruined by waves of migrants. The rest of the country may soon follow if lawlessness is not dealt with swiftly and there's no immediate consequences for those who break our laws, including laws pertaining to immigration. Indeed, why would we expect people who do not know our culture and who entered our country illegally suddenly decide to become good law-abiding residents of our nation? Then, of course, if you believe some of our nation's leaders, there's racism everywhere. And yes, there is a degree of racism here, but it's not much less than it was 20 or 50 years ago or 75 years ago when our nation's military was desegregated. Racism in America today is, to a very significant degree, a manufactured problem crafted by the woke America haters in order to overthrow our way of life. They claim there exists an intolerable, all-pervasive system of white oppression. They call this systemic racism, by which they mean that racism is embedded in every nook and cranny of American life, in its institutions, values, customs, and language. If you disagree, they cancel you. You may even get violent. To the woke America haters, I say, if you want to destroy America, then we will fight you and defeat you. America is not yours to destroy. The primary goal of the woke regime is group outcome equality. Most Americans, on the other hand, believe society's goal should be merit. The two goals are completely irreconcilable. You can't offer admission to college, medical school, law school, flight training, or anything else according to race and other quotas, and at the same time, offer admission according to merit. It's one or the other, merit or group quotas. It's time for every single American to deal with the concepts of lawlessness and woke racism. Both are totally incompatible with our culture and our Constitution. What values will our children have if we don't deal with these evils? And what values will our military have if we don't deal with them? Who would want to defend a nation that is racist and lawless? Good citizens would want to stay home and protect their homes and families. It's time to turn America around. And those are my comments for today. This is Colonel Danny Gillum. You're listening to Front Lines of Freedom. We get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have this week, Roland?
Explosively formed penetrators, or projectiles, better known as EFPs, were responsible for wounding and killing many American military personnel throughout the War on Terror. During Operation Iraqi Freedom, they had a reputation for their ability to punch through all kinds of armor. An EFP is a copper warhead that, once detonated, is superheated, turning it into a molten projectile that can punch through almost anything, including M1 Abrams tanks and armored MRAPs. EFPs were primarily used as IEDs by the insurgents in Iraq, and they were particularly lethal as they could easily hide in plain sight, such as under a bridge, within a brick wall, or even the upper part of a lamppost. According to a declassified report on EFPs, from July 2005 through November 2011, 195 American service members were killed, and close to 900 were wounded by EFPs. This is what led to the military creating many new defense technologies and tactics to combat EFPs throughout the war in Iraq. When molten projectiles started disabling heavily armored vehicles, the military implemented jamming systems to prevent remote triggers. So the terrorists switched to command wires, which carry an electric charge from an igniter to the main device. So the military started using drones, which could pick up the wires and warn incoming personnel. The next move by insurgents was to set up EFDs with a passive infrared motion sensor. The military then started using booms that could trigger the motion sensors well in front of the vehicle. Well, EFPs are now being used in Ukraine, but in a more conventional way. Ukraine military seem to be using 155mm bonus rounds being fired from a howitzer. It's basically an EFP on steroids. Once the carrier shell separates in the air, it releases two individual sensor-fused warheads with the ability to seek out their own targets within a range of 32,000 square meters, and it can reach out to about 22 miles. You know, the most effective way to counter EFPs is by using counterintelligence strategies to find and take out the manufacturing of the EFPs. There's also some classified defenses that have been developed, like reactive armored tiles and what's called the Shield All Armor System. But as it should be, very little is known about these new defense systems. You know, unfortunately, I'm sure we're going to be hearing more about EFDs and how they continue to evolve in the battlefield. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Thanks, Roland. I really enjoy your comments. Straight ahead on Front Lines of Freedom, we'll discuss Stand Up America with General Paul Valley. Then we'll talk suicide with Cassie Pickard. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. You are standing tall with Front Lines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, it's time for boxing. Box three rounds, take a break, box another three, then stand at ease.
HelpVet.net is a national help center helping the military community with all of your everyday needs. Whether you need a realtor, an attorney, health-related services, or information on retirement planning, financial resources, or more, our vast network of hand-picked qualified service providers are waiting to help you. With up-to-date military news and resources, you can find answers to all of your daily needs at HelpVet.net. HelpVet.net wants to thank you for your service, and may God continue to bless the U.S. of A.
Friends, there's not too many things I enjoy more than helping veterans and eating great beef jerky. Now I can do both. My good friends at Tango3.org and America's Best Beef Jerky use the highest quality beef to make the best jerky I've ever tasted. Trust me, I've eaten a lot. But that's not all. They give 100% of the profit to vetted veterans programs, mental health and suicide prevention. Go to americasbestbeefjerky.com and order now. And at checkout, check the Front Lines of Freedom promo code.
Troops, welcome back to our nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Front Lines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. It's an honor to welcome to the show General Paul Valley. General Valley, like me, is a Vietnam vet, and after retiring from the Army, he works as a military analyst for Fox News. He's written some books and is in leadership in Stand Up America, a call-to-action organization. Welcome, General. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Denny. Always great to do the show with you and get caught up on all the current events and what's going on in the world. It's in turmoil. That's all I can say, Denny. Total turmoil.
Yes, sir. It's hard to find something to be really pleased about when you look at the nation. Sir, start by telling us about your time in the Army. When and why did you join? What were some of your assignments?
Well, I went out of high school from a small town in Pennsylvania, Dubois, Pennsylvania, at 17. Graduated in May of 1957 and went in West Point July 2nd, 1957. Went into the infantry, my first tour after Ranger Airborne School, infantry school, was in with the 82nd Airborne in Germany at the height of the Cold War. 3 years later, about 1965, I went to Vietnam, my first tour. Went back to Vietnam in 1967. And so I had a number of assignments around the world, got into special operations my last 20 years in the Army. And my last assignment was Deputy Commanding General U.S. Army Pacific. And so I retired in 1992.
So you weren't bored. They kept you busy, it sounds like.
Yeah, very busy. I was involved with the drug war in Colombia. So I spent some time down in Central America working that issue. And then I primarily organized the special operations organizations in the Pacific with 16 other countries that we worked with.
Okay. Now, you are involved in several organizations that are helping to turn America around, but the one I would like to talk about is Stand Up America. I think you were even involved in founding that. Am I right?
Yes, it's actually Stand Up America U.S., you have to put the U.S. in there. We founded that in 2007 in Washington, D.C., Joe McInerney and myself. But the reason has to have the U.S. in there, George Soros, in I think it was 2015, formed an organization, Stand Up America, to counter me and what I was doing with the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. So if you Google it, if you get Stand Up America, you'll get a left-wing organization. If you Google Stand Up America U.S. Foundation, you'll get our organization. So we've been around a long time. We're primarily focused on threats to America. We do a lot of analysis. We've provided more plans to the Pentagon and to Trump, for example, on the border called Operation Sinaloa. We also did a whole different program with the J-6ers called Operation, I'm trying to think of what we named it. But anyhow, we work on a number of different issues. Denny, now we're working on the ceasefire summit for a Ukraine-Russia situation to be held in January of 2024. So that's our primary focus right now.
Okay. But Stand Up America is, you've got a lot of things going, and you are a vehicle that American citizens can plug into to get active. A lot of people want to do something to help turn our country around, but they don't know what to do or how to do it. Stand Up America US is a place to do that, right?
No, you're right, Danny. And we put out a newsletter every Saturday and Monday morning, and that's opened in over 20 different countries now. With the radio interviews that I do and the events that I get involved in, we probably hit 4 to 6 million people a week, and maybe even more. It's hard to track, as you know. But the word's getting out there. We have a great following throughout the country, and even in Europe, for example, in England, France, and Germany, and even in Russia. So that's why it's important for people to go to the standupamericaus.org website, support us, donate. We thrive, and we exist only because of donations from fellow Americans and fellow patriots.
If someone were to go to Stand Up America US right now, what kind of options, we don't need a complete list, would it give Joe Average on things he could do to help turn America around?
Great question. Well, what you'd find is everything that we do in the media, all the shows weekly we post on there. Also, our newsletter is posted, as well as the new project we have, which is the Patriots International Alliance. You'll find that on there. You'll find all of our media that we do. That's on there as well. So it's a mix of really print media, and even our op plans are on there that you'll find, like Operation Sinaloa. So it's a lot of information, but we update it constantly. So I think our leaders out there of different organizations need to join us around the country and internationally, particularly trying to put together this Ukraine-Russia conflict summit. So anyhow, it's busy. We have a great staff, and we have great writers, and we also publish other people's articles if they send to us, because we have a great distribution throughout the country.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're talking with General Paul Valley. General, since you brought it up again, let's talk about the Ukraine-Russia thing. What's going on? Where's it going to happen? Who's going to be involved?
Well, as far as the summit, we hope to have 30 delegates from around the world, including Chinese, Russian, Ukrainians, British, English, Germans, all those involved with the conflict over there. And the PIA, the Patriots International Alliance, is a NGO. Non-government operation organization. We can't represent the United States government, that's for sure. So we all feel internationally that this has to be solved by the people, because the Ukrainians want to continue this, especially Zelensky, as they lose millions and millions of people. And they go into the meat grinder, as we call it, in eastern Ukraine. Russia's getting its way. Russia will prevail. There's no doubt about that. And then the question is, with our summit meeting, the building, the future construction of Ukraine, who's going to rebuild that? And, of course, as we understand it, the Biden administration is already planning on handing that off to a Pritzker family member, a billionaire. They're out of the Chicago area. And she used to be, I think, in the Secretary of Commerce office or something like that. I can't remember her first name, but it's part of the Pritzker family. And so... people are looking how they're going to rebuild, who's going to be involved. It affects everything that's going on in the world, it appears, Danny. You know, it's affecting energy in Europe, for example. The amount of Ukrainians, we estimate about 15 million Ukrainians have already left the country. They've gone to Poland. They've gone to surrounding countries around Ukraine, and as well as France, England, Germany, United States. And so you've had a migration out of the country. That's why it's tough for Zelensky. He's a crook. We know finally the government, U.S. government, says they're going to audit what's going on. Well, you know, we never did a good audit in Iraq or Afghanistan. Billions and billions were poured into those countries that there was no audit on. And we created many millionaires. Well, the same thing with Ukraine. Many of the oligarchs are getting the money there, and they're fencing the money through real estate and They said if you're in Kiev, you see a lot of luxury cars now. So they're all enriching themselves with U.S. government taxpayer money. It's a total swindle as far as I'm concerned.
Well, in my experience, virtually all of the third world countries are dictatorships. And that doesn't mean evil people, but they're dictatorships. And dictators do what they want to with the money you throw at them. Yeah. So whether Zelensky's a good guy or a bad guy, with no checks on him, how could he not have been using money and stuff?
Exactly. Well, we've tracked it. We've written an article on it several months ago. We've tracked the money, who's getting the money, where it's going. I'll be happy to provide that to you as well. So part of our intel team gathers all that information, puts it together. And that's what we release to the American public. It's like, you know, America's still asleep. Many individuals, even intelligent individuals that I deal with, cannot connect the dots of what's happening with the New World Order. Klaus Schwab and his group, the same group that meets in Davos every year, Bill Gates, they're all up to no good, and they're killing the middle class is what they're doing, and it's intentional, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, there's more to talk about, and General Valley's going to stay with us. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Yeah, it's time for push-ups. I want you to do 103 push-ups. That's how many I do. Well, I did it twice this week. Then take a break and stay in the area. General and I will be right back.
Friends, Adam here, Patriot Foods, U.S. only company. Frozen fruits and vegetables straight from our dirt, not overseas. Support the U.S. farmer when you shop at patriotfoods.com. We give back to a military family in need. We got to take care of each other, my friends. We have to. So important. 10% off patriotfoods.com. 10% off promo code FREEDOM and shop today.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Front Lines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with General Paul Valley. General, we were discussing the situation with Ukraine and Russia. Do you expect that there'll be somebody from Ukraine and from Russia at that conference?
Yes, absolutely, because they're the primary participants in the conflict that's going on there. So we hope to have representatives from Poland, and so we'll do our best. I hope to get President Trump as the keynote speaker. Hopefully get Elon Musk there. Tucker Carlson is our master ceremonies. That's what I'd like to have. So we're working on that. But this is going to be a very impactful conference. We're going to talk about bio attacks on America, COVID, the new masking requirements that are coming out already. We know that COVID is going to affect, at least what they're promoting is another lockdown of America prior to the election in 2024. So this Communist Democratic Party is up to no good. Lots going on there, Denny. We can talk about a lot of things, that's for sure.
Yes, sir. And speaking of COVID, let's go there, because apparently it's coming back because that's how the people in power exercise and maintain their power. That's how I see it. Do you?
Oh, that's yeah, absolutely. It's a power move. The World Health Organization is involved in it. So what we see is an intentional natural disaster created by COVID, perhaps. That's what we're looking at. That's why you see a pushing of masking already in universities and different organizations. What they want to do, as far as we can evaluate, is create a natural disaster to forego the 2024 elections. So we know the Communist Democratic Party is up to no good, because they want to retain power. They want to control America forever, change America ever. And that's where Barack Obama comes in. He's running everything in the White House, as you know.
Okay.
He's running Biden. Biden is just a puppet, and Obama's a puppet of the New World Order.
We have some work to do then, don't we? The masks have always, I'm not a scientist, but I know that germs are really small, and masks have holes in them so you can breathe that are bigger than really small. And therefore, putting on a mask and thinking it's going to keep germs away from you, it's like putting a chain link fence around your house to keep the mosquitoes out. That doesn't.
Well, you know, traditionally you would use masks in hospitals, operating rooms, and that's fine because there's bacteria going around all over that can cause infections. We've had that traditionally. And we know if we're hacking and coughing, as we've had the flu and colds of the past years, that we don't have that spewing out. But COVID's an entirely different situation. Masks don't work at all. They proved that. And it's simply a flu type of thing solved by,
ivermectin.
Yeah, ivermectin, yes. Almost the same stuff we took in Vietnam against malaria.
Yes.
As you may remember, yeah. So it's a total fraud. It has been. And look at the amount of pharmaceutical companies. Pfizer, for example, their CEO last year made $48 million. Where'd that $48 million come from? It came from all the government COVID money that they poured in, made all these pharmaceutical companies rich. Look at their bottom line. But we know it came from Wuhan. The Chinese spewed it out all over the world, and the globalists took advantage of it. And Trump should have been more on the watch on that. But he listened to Fauci and the others. God bless him. Maybe I would have done the same thing. I don't know. But all those people are guilty of mass murder. And Fauci should be the first one that goes to the gallows if we ever bring it back.
You know, that's one of the things. I understand people can make mistakes. And like you said, if I had been the president, I would probably have listened to Dr. Fauci because of the position that he had. But after a while, when you see that it isn't working, indeed is working negatively, you admit your mistakes. Isn't that what you learn as a leader? And correct them? And nobody's admitted a mistake. What's the number? 180 doctors in Canada have died from the shot?
Yeah.
Nobody admits that.
No. No, so, the tyranny is right there, right in front of our face. Trudeau, Canada is a mess up there for sure. I'm in touch with a few Canadians every week. But, you know, you look at the entire globe. That's why not only the Russia-Ukraine conflict, we're going to have speakers on down in the Bahamas in January, we're going to look at COVID, bio-warfare. We're going to look at the new alliances formed around the world. We're going to look at the dismantling of the West, dismantling of our Constitution, dismantling of NATO. NATO is hard-pressed to put three fighting brigades on the battlefield today. And so, but they've gathered in tons of money to build a multi-billion-dollar complex for NATO, and they're filling their pockets.
Yeah, apparently. General, let me change the subject for a minute. It appears to me that our military is not very combat ready and doesn't seem to be focused on being combat ready. Am I missing something?
No, you aren't. All these generals need to be fired. They've gone woke on us. They're more interested in CRT, transgender, funding abortion, all these left-wing programs that have been passed down from the White House. And here are these generals falling for it. There's not one four-star general that stood up about what's going on. They're all cowards today. There's no warriors. General Milley worried more about white extremism and white terror within the ranks. And the only person that I've seen that has white rage is General Milley. And then they want to promote this black four-star Air Force. And he thinks they need less white pilots and more people of color, men and women as pilots, rather than skills. And thank God another organization we're working with is STARS, headed up by Lieutenant General Bishop, and Flag Officers for America, headed up by General Arbuckle. So a lot of retired generals are joining the ranks and following with Stand Up America, STARS, and Flag Officers for America. But we had over, I think, 300 now retired generals and admirals that are working against what's going on in our armed forces.
Well, we sure need to do something. And the something, as far as I understand it, has to be with a new president, which means after the next election.
Absolutely. And I wanted Bum backing Trump. Trump's the only one that can bring us back. The rest are politicians, are very weak. That's why we got, in my opinion, get Trump back in there. He can really affect change and do it very quickly. He's very decisive, as we've seen in the past. Of course, the left, they don't want to see Trump back in there at all. So they're going to do everything they can with these indictments against them and others. But, you know, that's what the tyrannical than anybody right now. Danny.
Well,
our government is more tyrannical than anybody and any country. in any group.
Yes, sir. I fear that that's exactly right, that we have lost the democracy. I mean, when the,
sure
when the FBI and the Department of Justice has been mm-hmm. weaponized,
yeah,
when any left winger can do anything wrong and not get punished.
And get away with it.
And yeah. there's something seriously wrong.
Oh, there is, yeah. But it's intentional. This has been planned. Obama said changing America forever. It's been planned for years. But I would close down the CIA and FBI on Friday, and I'd open it up something else on Monday morning. There's no recovery for the current FBI and CIA the way they're structured.
I fear that
completely turned around. They can't even come up with good intelligence anymore. My intelligence team, Legacy National Security Group, comes up with better intelligence on what's going on than the CIA does.
That's scary. General, thank you for being here. I know you've got you've published a few books. Do you have another book or two about to come out?
Right. Joe McInerney and I are publishing Invisible Treason in America. It really focuses on the individuals who have conducted treason against America and our Constitution, as well as a new phenomenon, organizations that are continuing to dismantle America and treason against our Constitution. And that's the FBI, that's the Department of Justice, and so on. So it's going to be a great book. It's going to be very impactful, Danny. Make sure you get a copy.
Tell us again the title and who the authors will be.
Invisible Treason in America. General Thomas McInerney and Major General Vallely are the authors.
Thank you, sir. That's something that everybody needs to get just to give you more facts to deal with.
Right, exactly.
General, thank you. Thank you for your excellent comments. Thank you for your service to our nation. Thank you for being a friend. We're in this together. God bless you, bro.
God bless, Danny. Thank you.
This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour discussing suicides with Cassie Pickard from Hope Network. Then Quentin Roberts will review last weekend's Surface Academy football games. And General Chris Petty will present the Battle of the Month. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our self-defense report. This is Colonel Danny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. Troops, it's time for pull-ups. Do 30 good ones. Then grab some protein, rehydrate with water, and finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.